And one of the places people are heading to beaches, especially the town of Plymouth, joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Plymouth Police Chief, Dana Flynn. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
You know, Plymouth's a big town. I always forget, you know, it's over 100 square miles. So you've got people coming every day to see all the attractions down there. But in a big weekend like this, you've got the beaches, you've got the parade, the fireworks. What's concerning to you the most now, town-wide, and what kind of protocols are you putting into place to keep everybody safe this holiday weekend?
Well, right now, looking at the weather, it looks like it's going to be a real decent weekend for the holiday. As you know, we didn't have many of these events over the past few years, so we believe that people are ready to celebrate the birth of our nation, and it's going to really bring out the crowds. So for this weekend, we're having additional parking restrictions. It's all hands on deck here. Every officer that's available to work will be working. There'll be some parking restrictions. There'll be some detours. But we're going to do our best to make it a great weekend for everybody who chooses to visit Plymouth.
And now, one of the questions that's come up at this past week, the selectmen's meeting, a number of residents spoke about overcrowding at Morton Park. That seemed to be a concern. And they noticed that there are restrictions in place, I think closing at 5, limiting of cars that can enter. And that doesn't seem to be having much effect because I guess people have learned to get around that. Now, the town manager did call a meeting that you were part of at Town Hall. What were you able to come up with to work on this issue with Morton Park?
Right. So the issues that we're finding is it's the number of people that decide to walk in, park elsewhere, and walk in. Part of that, some visitors, they'll stop in the middle of the main roadway, unload all of their goods and beach equipment and to walk in, but that causes traffic problems. So what we're going to do this year is we're adding some additional parking restrictions at the entrance of Morton Park. We're going to add some additional police patrols inside there just to alleviate the backups along Summer Street. As far as the walk-ins themselves, there's really nothing we can do about that. They do have a limit on vehicles, which has helped out quite a bit, but it's the walk-ins that can cause a lot of congestion and problems along the roadway.
What's the best advice you have for people that say, I love Plymouth, I want to go down there, I just want to, you know, stay out of trouble and have fun? What's your best advice?
My best advice is just, you're going to have to be patient at times here. We do draw a lot of traffic. Just be patient and just have a great, great time.
And if any questions, I know people always think, well, I don't want to bother the police. You know, maybe it's not an emergency. If people are having a situation, don't be afraid to call 911. Are you still going with that advice?
Absolutely. This is what we're here for. We're here to help any way we can. And do not ever be afraid to call the police. Us or other departments.
Thank you very much. And again, that's Plymouth Police Chief Dana Flynn. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, and hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday.
Oh, thanks so much. We'll be back with more news right after this.